This is Tall Tales Time, legends of long ago, stories from the day before yesterday. Settle back in your chair and listen as we spin for you Tall Tales. Tonight, the true story of the Sunday school that shocked a city. The time, more than 100 years ago. The place, Nashville. The heroine of our story, a woman who refused to be defeated. Her name, Mrs. Felix Grundy.
Listen, the children have learned a new song. It is my Christmas present.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Thank you, my children, for the most beautiful Christmas present of my life.
Merry Christmas, Miss.
Merry Christmas.
It was a long, long time ago the children sang their Christmas present to Mrs. Felix Grundy. The holidays that year of 1822 were extra happy for Mrs. Grundy. She had won a victory that winter. Not for herself, though. The victory was for the children of Nashville. She got folks to accept a Sunday school for the children. For 3 years she had fought prejudice against it.
I will not, I cannot countenance this desecration of Sunday. It's a holy day, Mrs. Grundy, sacred to worship. I should not have to remind you, madam. You and your family have been pillars, pillars of the church, until this strange obsession with a Sunday school.
Very well, sir. We will hold our Sunday school outside the church. But I wonder at your presuming to say that I no longer recognize the sacred nature of the Sabbath. I seem to recall the words, "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven."
You have my respect, ma'am. You are persistent.
I intend to continue being persistent.
And so do I. So do I, Mrs. Grundy.
Let us understand one another a little better, sir. What possible objection can you have to a school which teaches children?
My objection? It is not simply my objection. The ban against mundane secular pursuits on a holy day is one of long standing. Teaching spelling on Sunday is not a religious pursuit.
But, sir, we teach the children spelling so they may read the Bible.
Laudable, Mrs. Grundy, but why must it be on Sunday?
Because on that day the children are not working. Sir, these are the sons and daughters of the poor. They are barely able to recite the alphabet.
I am not unaware of their plight, Mrs. Grundy. After all, this is the year 1821, not the Middle Ages, and I am a minister, not an ogre.
That is why I have come to you, sir. With your help, the Sunday school can become a great force for good among the children of Nashville. Without you, well, the job will be much harder.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Grundy. I cannot desert my principles.
You will not desert your principles. Well, let me tell you, sir, I will not desert the children. Even if we must sing our hymns in a basement, we will continue.
It is strange to look back on the fight she put up for that Sunday school. I wouldn't say it split the town apart. After all, there weren't so many of us that rallied around Mrs. Grundy. But we made ourselves heard. Yes, sir, we made ourselves heard.
Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
The door securely, Mr. Amos.
Lock tight, Mrs. Grundy.
And the lesson books are packed away in your carriage, ma'am.
So it's goodbye again to the Sunday school. A second winter has forced us to lock the door.
Oh, but you're not giving up.
Give up? Samuel Amos, you know me better than that.
Of course she's not giving up, nor will any of us. We'll find a permanent home yet.
I pray you're right, Mr. Ewing. Maybe we'll receive the answer to our prayers before the year is out.
Oh, what a wonderful Christmas present that would be. And we turned the key in the lock and went away. The winter wind whistled through the chinking of our empty Sunday school room. November passed, then December. Spring came, and with the warmer weather, the children came back, too. Poor little tykes in ragged clothing, but so eager to learn.
And now that we've finished our spelling lesson, let us go on to our Bible lesson. Do you remember what we said about Isaiah last Sunday? That he told the people of Israel about the coming of Christ. Let me read to you the words in your book, and then you read them back to me. For unto us a child is born, Isaiah prophesied. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
She was there every Sunday, working and teaching, encouraging the children, helping all around. Yes, Mrs. Grundy was a fine woman. Grundy Hill, her home, was one of the town's show places. Mr. Felix Grundy was a big lawyer. In later years, he was Senator Grundy and Attorney General, too. But all this didn't mean a thing to the children who showed up promptly at 8 o'clock every Sunday morning, ragged but reverent. To them, Mrs. Grundy was Miss Anne, the Sunday lady.
Take that chair, Mr. Ewing. Pull it closer to the fire, if you like. Mr. Ament and I have been talking as we waited your arrival, talking about the Sunday school.
The attitude among the opponents of the Sunday school remains adamant. I talked with them again today.
Yes, perhaps we should give up.
Mrs. Grundy, what's your opinion?
Well, I have a feeling that if those ministers and laymen who object to the Sunday school, if they saw and heard the result of our work, the opposition might be conquered.
Yes, but the gentlemen refused to pay us any heed. Why, I doubt if any of them have the remotest idea of what's going on.
Or of how the children cherish what they learn.
They've been invited time and again to pay us a visit.
Yes, and every note has been received in silence, thrown away or tucked in a pigeonhole to gather dust.
We cannot bring the distinguished gentlemen to the Sunday school, that is apparent. But why don't we bring the Sunday school to the gentlemen?
How so?
Yes, Mrs. Grundy, how can that be done? But wait, I see by the twinkle in your eyes that you have something in mind.
I do. Gentlemen, listen to me a moment. I have a plan. I want your advice and your help. Then, what do you think of it? Much of the success of the plan will depend on your efforts, Mr. Ewing. Can the children learn the songs?
They're very alert and quick to learn.
Then let us try. Perhaps we have not tried hard enough in the past. The Lord helps those who help themselves.
Keep your coats on, boys and girls. The room is cold. I won't keep you long. This is our last rehearsal. Now sing with me the song we learned last Sunday. Now.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds.
Snow on the ground the night Mrs. Grundy's plot was set in motion. A party was in progress at Grundy Hill.
Well, here we are. This is a wonderful party.
Good evening, Mrs. Grundy, Mr. Grundy. This is a most pleasant way to inaugurate the holiday.
Good evening, sir. It was good of you to come. Let Lucy have your coat and hat.
Thank you. And you, Lucy, thank you.
He has arrived. Now, if the rest of the plan works out, well, perhaps we can forget the bitterness of the past 3 years and rejoice with the children in Sunday school. Mr. Ament? Mr. Ament?
You want me, Miss Grundy? Oh, what is it?
Are they here?
Yes, they're outside the parlor windows.
And Mr. Ewing?
With them. And the children are very excited.
Oh, I hope the guests share some of that excitement.
Well, yeah. Well,
Lucy! John, open the parlor windows a few minutes. It's very warm.
But it's winter out there, Mrs. Grundy. Why, in a few weeks it'll be Christmas.
Oh, just for a minute or two. There.
Well, What?
Who's singing?
Why, that's delightful.
It's children.
Oh, yes, but who are they?
Bring them in, Mrs. Grundy. Bring them in by all means.
Thank you. I had hoped you would ask me to. Mr. Ewing, bring the children in.
Who are they, Mrs. Grundy?
They are the children of the Sunday school.
I see. And where and how did they learn these beautiful songs?
In the Sunday school. Would you like to hear another song? What do you call them, Mr. Ewing?
Carols, Miss Grundy. Christmas carols.
Good evening, Mr. Ewing. You've done well with these boys and girls. They sing like angels.
Thank you, sir. Miss Grundy, the children have learned a new carol. It's their Christmas present to you. They'd like to sing it for you.
Mr. Ewing, may I interrupt?
Sir?
Oh, I want to hear the carol, but I'd like to give Mrs. Grundy a Christmas present, too.
I don't believe I understand.
Perhaps the gift is as much to the children as to you, Mrs. Grundy, and to Mr. Ewing and Mr. Ament and the others who have created the Sunday school. It's a gift long overdue, I'm afraid, and perhaps I'm much to blame for the delay. But next Sunday in my pulpit, I intend to come out in favor of the Sunday school. I hope our church will be the first to offer it a permanent home. And now, Mr. Ewing, let the children sing.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your King. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding and bring some out here. We won't go until we had some, we won't go until we had some, we won't go until we had some, so bring some out here. Good tidings we bring to you and your King. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Grundy. Merry Christmas. And may there be many more of them for you and for your Sunday school.
Thank you. I couldn't ask for a more wonderful Christmas present.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You have been listening to Tall Tales, a retelling of stories from Tennessee's eventful past. Tonight you heard about Nashville's first Sunday school. Tall Tales is written by Bill Woolsey and comes to you every Tuesday evening at this same time. The singers were some of the boys and girls of the sixth grade from Hamilton School in Nashville who appeared on tonight's program to remind you to give to the Fanny Battle Day home when the carol singers visit your home on Christmas Eve. Remember, a candle at the window, a carol at the door. Tall Tales is produced by Marjorie Cooney, a presentation of the Department of Special Program Services, and comes to you from WSM.